stand up for dissident journalism.
Victor Laszlo is on that plane.
Why do you stand here? Why don't you stop
Joe
me?
Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. It's like getting tomorrow's newspaper today, only without the annoying orange cat hair or any obligation to do anything with it. But, you know, you're good folks and you might. It's with that in mind, an allusion to a press release I got yesterday titled Early Edition. Neil Williamson of the Free Enterprise Forum, not playing fair, Neil, invoking the name of one of my favorite television programs. And it's just me and my wife and maybe you. And we were the three people watching it along with Kyle Chandler. But good morning. How are you, sir?
I am well, and I did enjoy the program, although I didn't really care for the cat.
The cat never was an underdeveloped character, I felt. I think they spent too much time on Fisher Stevens and not enough on the cat. But that being said, I felt the same way about what was the guy who played D-Day in Animal House, showed up at the very end of Quantum Leap as God. And that was underdeveloped as well, if you could underdevelop God. But you have your new... This is. I can't believe it's been 2 years since the last Choices and Decisions report, which is your chronicling of the local government spending index. I guess COVID has kind of kept our eye off of this kind of stuff. How long did it take you to put all this together?
It generally takes me about a month and a half to pull the data. It's a complicated calculation. You have to pull the data, you have to adjust for inflation, and then do the calculations from there. Because what we look at in the Choices and Decisions report is locality-specific spending. So the baseline for the LGSI, Local Government Spending Index, is the locality's own spending. So this is a 20-year examination of spending. So we take year 2000 and year 2001, and take the per capita spending, we add those 2 years together and divide by two to come up with the LGSI for this report. And it's independent to each locality. So you can see how the spending, because it's per capita, tracks with the population or not. In the existence of Albemarle, Albemarle had a cumulative population change of 31.31%. And inflation adjusted operational spending increased 68.65%. That was enough to make them number one in the LGSI. it's interesting because as you dig into the data, you find all kinds of new and different things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Charlottesville forever and still today, is the highest per capita spender. By far, about $5,000, and that's down from their 2008 peak. The rest of the localities hover around $3,000, with Fluvanna being the lowest spender, about $2,500 per capita.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them have been increasing on a pretty good clip since their lowest number, which was the 2014 year, from just about all the localities and their spending. And so what we look at is what do localities spend it on. And so we thought, well, the number one expense for localities in just about everywhere in the world or in the U.S. is school enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
And I put into the report school enrollment data, which shows the lines are pretty flat. Granted, Albemarle has a bunch of kids in school, but they always had a bunch of kids in school.
Right,
so,
and you track it with population growth as well. And this is what makes it, especially as you get to 20 years now, a 20-year look, you start to really say, okay, this is not just a happenstance, or this isn't just something unusual happened. You can start to see real trends. And if you listen to the show enough, this is usually where I try to drag Neil into a discussion about the political choices of it. And I will suffice to put a pin in that. And I will take this report and make, arguments about the individual political choices later on. But when you look at the growth in spending, I mean, this is stuff that we have supported as we vote for supervisors. And each year, each couple of years, we vote for a new batch of supervisors and then say to them, hey, can you fix this for me? And can you do this for me? And I have a feeling that if you start to see the federal infrastructure bills start to get passed, this number is going to go up big time in the next couple of years.
We had a fear as we were preparing these numbers, because again, it's a 20-year look, and 2020 was the last fiscal year we looked at. We had a fear that this would be thrown off by the federal stimulus money that's been given.
Mm-hmm.
And that just didn't happen. This report is source blind, so it includes federal money, state money, anything. It's a spending report. It's anything they spent money on, other than capital. I mean, capital is a different budget, but the capital debt service is included as part of the operating budgets.
Hey, Neil,
go ahead.
Before the interesting starts, can I hang on to you for a moment? I've got a break here.
You bet.
And then we'll get back to, you know, everyone remember Neil was about to say interesting, and so we'll circle that and come back to it in a moment on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Being tuned in means Joe Thomas now. Sean Hannity at 3. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning on this Tuesday here with Neil Williamson. Just to be clear, this is me, not him. Also, nothing never could be said about Neil. Neil, you were about to say something interesting. You said interestingly, so I want to see what follows that regarding the Choices and Decisions Report, the Local Government Spending Index Report, biannual. Just out this morning from the Free Enterprise Forum. You can read the report online, by the way, as well at freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com. So what was it you were about to say before we had to go to break?
Well, it's interesting to me that when we first came up with this report, what, 8-10 years ago now, we thought that per capita spending would track population growth. And so If that happened, you would get a 100, so you'd have about the same. And interestingly, in Greene County, for the first time in the four iterations of this report, we have somebody who is close to that. We have a locality that actually is spending less per capita today, inflation adjusted, than they were spending in 2000.
Well, let's hear it for Greene County supervisors then.
Well, you saw a 33.32% increase in population, and you saw a 30.18% increase in cumulative operating expenditures.
Wow.
When you break that down per capita, that means per capita they're spending $2,804.17 fiscal 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And adjusted for inflation, in 2000, they were spending $2,871.
Wow.
It's an amazing, it's never happened before. Because generally speaking, there seems to be a slight uptick, especially when we did the 08 study. That particular study showed everybody spending much, much more per capita than what 20 years prior was.
Yeah.
But this provides a metric for you to say, okay, well, we're looking at a 20-year snapshot. That's a pretty good snapshot. We've got a pretty good idea of what your school enrollment's done, what your population has done, and how your operating expenditures have done. So the question becomes one of what is being spent, and that's when you get into your political questions, that I don't have any data on political questions. I just have the numbers. And by the way, all the numbers are available on the Free Enterprise Forum website under the Reports tab.
Mm-hmm.
I try and be as transparent as possible because, gosh knows, I could make an error, and I want people to call me out if I do.
Well, if it's okay for people watching a golf tournament to call up and say, his putter touched the ball, that should be a stroke, it should be okay for you, because you put the whole data set up online so people can look at the numbers and maybe shoot you an email saying, hey, I just noticed something that doesn't pencil. But, you also, on that page, I happen to be on that page right now, and I was looking because I wasn't sure if it was you or the Chamber of Commerce that used to do a jobs report. And I see Chamber Jobs Report in 2014, and I don't see anyone's more recently. I don't know if they've stopped doing it, but it would be interesting, and again, this is a project for my spare time, is to take places where, like you said, in Albemarle County, expenditures seemingly have tripled, or at very least doubled in change, and see if that expenditure has been driven by job loss. You know, what has facility, you know, and then you can go down the rabbit hole and say, if there's been more job loss, therefore more need for government expenditures, what could be done either to stem that job loss or reverse it?
Right, and that really gets into some of also the revenue-generating activities of the localities and economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other things that we look at. I'm right now reviewing a fascinating paper about do higher land costs for new single-family housing inhibit economic activity in the U.S. metropolitan areas. That's a fascinating paper. It's only about 70 pages long, and I've only read the abstract so far. But the idea being that if you can't live there, does that hurt your economic development? Because we, as you report in the traffic every day, you tell us how many folks are coming in from the various localities to work in Albemarle and Charlottesville because they are moving where they can afford to live.
Well, you look at just alone coming in from Waynesboro along I-64, there's an enormous amount of move-in from there because that does become, you know, whether it's Stewart's Draft, Fishersville, and that'll change. You know, people will say, oh, well, we can get more for our property. It's more desirable, more people bidding on it. So it does have marketplace pressures. But you're right. I mean, if a workforce can't work, it can't live somewhere, it's not going to behoove a business to open there and then also have to pay them not just salary, but, you know, maybe even mitigate transportation costs.
But it all of this relates to everything, and that's what the spending index relates to everything. There's really great data in the report. I encourage people to dig in and find stuff and let me know. I'm fascinated by data because it's objective.
Yeah, I mean, the dollar is the dollar. Have you ever run into, in doing this, where the data you're looking for doesn't become immediately available? You know, I know there are folks who complain sometimes that the video recordings of supervisors' meetings, you want to talk about first world. I mean, there was a point when we didn't have video of supervisors' meetings. Doesn't get posted right away. But, I mean, and I'm not applying any sort of untoward purpose, but just saying, yeah, that's, you know, whether they use the rationale that it might indicate some confidential information regarding their staff or anything like that, where the data you look for gets withheld.
No, I haven't run into that. And to be fair to the folks that are putting up the videos and Albemarle, at least, they do a job of hot linking it to the agenda item, and it does take a little bit of time to program that.
I was just saying.
Yeah, but for us, the reason we're able to get this and put all this data out there, it's reported by the localities to the Commonwealth of Virginia's Auditor of Public Accounts, and they produce a report called the Comparative Report on Local Government Revenue and Expenditures. They have to do this by law. So well, every now and again, there's an outlier locality that has an issue, you know, the treasurer dies or something. In general, all of this data is available to everyone to utilize from the auditor's reports, the Virginia Auditor of Public Accounts.
And that would tie into the composite index, I imagine, not to get really wonky here.
Well, the composite index, you've got to, again, to be wonky, you've got to bring that in from the federal sources and utilize the CPI from the federal sources for the urban areas, U.S. city average. And, yeah, it's a bunch of number crunching, and, yeah, it takes a lot of time, but the data that comes out is worth it.
Well, and these are the hands, to be metaphoric, that are in our pockets first, and often most directly. Neil, I appreciate it. Next on the Paint Drying Channel. This is good stuff. Go to freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com. Dig with it yourself. It is important, and it is what you see here. You have a great morning, sir.
You too, Jeff.
Yeah. Call Joe Thomas in the morning on anything.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
Really?
Oh, while we're young.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.